is it? It's the easy way.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
Hey, we got a fantastic show for you. You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you what you need. I hope you're ready for the ride.
We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yay. Making moves and carpets and major interviews. By the fire, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
Hey guys, are you ready to roll the easy way today? 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9/14, September 14th. I know you guys have been waiting for this show. I know I've been waiting for the show. This is the show about Models of the Month for WTV Networks. This was the first time we did this contest. This was a dilly. I got to tell you, man. This was a crazy contest. We had a lot of great models. We want to shout out Caitlin Welton, and really, you guys can just go to the models section. You can go to WTVNetworks.com, click on the models, and you'll see all the models that were entered. Now we actually do have two models. We thought we'd do something. We definitely had to. Give recognition where recognition's due. I mean, originally one model was supposed to win, but both of these models, man, they went hard. And shout outs to all of their fans for supporting them. I mean, we're talking about over 3,000 comments in a matter of 2 days. That is nuts. That is crazy. That is just ridiculous. But so again, guys, this is called the WTV 2012 Model of the Month. Okay. It's a contest that WTV Networks, which is an entertainment news TV network, media outreach, web outreach company. And basically we decided to support, you know, a couple models and see what we can do to help them progress further in their career and have some fun and see how it would map out. We had no idea it was going to get so crazy. So anyway, we have two of these models that are on the line waiting right now, and we're going to be bringing them in real soon. To talk to everybody, and I see the calls, man. So thank you so much for you guys calling in, and if you're listening right now, know that we are going to be answering calls probably about 12:30 or so. That's the question and answer section of the show. So before we get into the guests, we're going to talk a little bit about trippy trending topics. Okay, I always talk about some trippy trending topics that's on Yahoo, because Yahoo is one of the best ways to get some of the real cool gossip and the cool news and all that type of stuff. So I'm clicking right now. I'm looking at CBS News, and it says Lady Gaga shaves part of her head for a friend. Whoa. Okay, let's see what we got here. The pop singer shaved part of her head in honor of the mother of her close friend, photographer Terry Richardson. I did it for, and this is what Lady Gaga said when she tweeted, I did it for Terry. I'm sorry about your mommy. She has princess Di, but we're all princesses high. Okay, so that's what she tweeted. Now it says, this is, I believe, what CBS wrote. Gaga posted a link to her blog that featured the photo of what appears to be her shaved head. The celebrity photographer posted about his mother's death on his Tumblr page. Rip Annie Lomax, my mom of 1938-2012. Gaga and Richardson have worked together in past last year, he published a book filled with photographers of starlit Lady Gaga ex Terry Richardson. So I thought that was crazy, man. She shaved her head, and I think she shaved her head because of that death, and that's pretty cool. So we're gonna look at one more trippy trending topic, then we're gonna get started in the guest part of the show. We're gonna do a couple shout outs as well. Gotta always shout out the support and everybody that's supporting us and doing the retweeting and the liking and the sharing and the commenting, and ultimately we're always going to be shouting out the fans. And just so you guys know, during this entire show, we're going to be watching your Twitter. Eric Zulli, E-R-I-C, Neva, N-E-V-A, _ S-E-T-T-L-E, 225, Neva Sello, And Cassie, official, Cassie, C-A-S-S-I-J, is going to be watching the Twitter the whole time. We're going to be looking for your questions and looking to see how you want to relate to the show and in any way, and you know, all the different fun stuff that we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about a lot of cool stuff. And, yes, we're going to have a giveaway, a special contest in honor of Teen Self-Esteem, supported by one of our supporters, Bella Boo, which is a cosmetic and makeup company. So we're going to have some goodies for you guys. Yep, yep, it's coming up. So let's see what this is. We got Amanda Bynes' license suspended after a hit and run. Ooh, ouch. I love Amanda Bynes, you know, that show. My boy Wesley Johnson's actually in the show with her. I actually met her at the Maxim 100 party, and she was a little bit tipsy. I couldn't really talk to her, but she was a sweetheart. All right, let's see here. We got Amanda Bynes was spotted in her car in Los Angeles September 11th smoking what appeared to be a pipe. Wow. Uh-oh. A Los Angeles judge has ordered former teen star Amanda Bynes recently charged with two counts of a hit and run off the road after reports that she was seen driving around town recently, though her license is under suspension. Uh-oh, no, no. If you guys want to know more, you can go to WTV, or you can go to the blog, or actually you can go to Yahoo News. This was actually by ABC News, and there's a whole lot, but we're not one to really put celebrities on blast. You know, we just kind of throw little news tips and things that are going on. Okay, so we want to shout out a couple people. You know, obviously we have some great support. We always shout out Washington Times communities. Washington Times, my column on Washington Times. Shout out everybody that's reading it and enjoying it. And what we're going to be doing, we actually came up with a new idea. Washington Times, we're actually going to be doing a WTC gossip. Now, WTC gossip is Washington Times community gossip. Only will you get a certain type of gossip from the celebrities or from our guests that's not on the show. You have to go to Washington Times, and you get a Google and type in E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Washington Times, and you'll be able to see that particular piece of gossip and then also the entire interview and you know, who's going to be next and some fun stuff. And we want to we appreciate Washington Times. Designer Original Magazine, Rock This Magazine, Fan TV, Icon News. I mean, you guys can go to WTV Networks, click on resources, and you can see all the resources that support us. Always shouting them out. Want to give an extra special shout-out to David Ortiz, okay? David Ortiz was actually a reason we actually met one of the models that actually did win the contest. So extra special shout out to David Ortiz. The whole WTV team, too much to actually shout out because, yeah, I can't remember everybody and I don't actually have it in front of me. It's early in the afternoon. So without further ado, I'm telling you guys right now, these girls that are on the show right now are amazing. And when you see their pictures, you can go to WTVNetworks.com. You can go to Who's Hot Radio. You can see their page. These girls will make you want to lose
hands
your mind.
Hands up in the air, and I'm twisting. Music being loud, 808 up in the system. We just living and party all the time. Now order some Patron and watch me lose my mind.
Yes, sir. Okay, we have two of the guests right here. They've been anxiously waiting on the show. And remember, you guys, you are listening to BGE Radio powered by WTV, the Who's Hot Show. And we have some extra special hot guests. In fact, my laptop started melting, so I had to get another laptop when we actually got them on the line, got them on the show. We have, drum roll, please, wait. That sounded and that sucked. I know it did, but I tried. We have Dynasty Nicole, man, and Cassandra Ann on the line. How are you girls feeling? Are you there?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
I'm feeling great and honored.
Yes. We're honored to have you on the show and honored to hear this story. So, yeah, guys, you're listening to Cassandra Ann and Dynasty Nicole. They're meeting each other right here on the show. I believe you guys kind of discussed a little bit beforehand, talked to each other, and you met through the contest. So, you know, tell us a little bit about yourselves and what your experience has been with the contest, and we're glad to have you on, doing it the easy way. Anybody can chime in anytime soon, you know.
Well, my experience with the contest, it was actually really exciting and fun. Of course, it helped me see for myself how much my fans actually interact with me or anything that I'm a part of, and I'm thankful for that. And I also had the chance of meeting another great model, Cassandra, who I'm lucky to have met.
Yeah, so definitely. Now, I understand you guys talked a little bit, and who wants to start first? Who wants to talk about their story and the struggles and all the fun stuff they've gone through, and then, you know, what they got going on? You want to do Eeny, Miny, Mo, maybe rock, paper, scissors? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Nicole, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, as you all know, I'm Dynasty Nicole.
I'll give you another beat so you can really, really get into it. Here we go. 3, 2. No, I'm kidding. I'm shutting up now. Go ahead.
Okay. As you know, I'm Dynasty Nicole, a Veraware model. I actually started out in Veraware when there was an opportunity for a position as a model there, and I immediately just jumped onto it, and, you know, it was hard at first. To every model starting out, I have to say you are going to struggle in the beginning, because you have to do photo shoots. If you don't know what you're doing, if you're like me, I was shy in the beginning. I was very nervous, you know, but it wasn't actually until I had an article written about the CEO of Veraware, Angel Rivera. It was written by Carter Lee, who's our new executive consultant, and that one article featured my first photo shoot, and that gave me all the exposure that I needed, basically, to be where I am today. So I'm really thankful for that.
Awesome. All right. And Cassandra, what's your story?
Hi. I am an upcoming new model and actress here in Los Angeles, California. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, so I came a very long way. And I moved to Reno, Nevada. I met a great casting director by the name of Tony Studdy of Integrity Casting, and she actually got my start in the show business and got me a little bit of experience. My first role was in National Geographic's documentary for John Baptist, and I was booked as Virgin Mary. And from then I just got the bug, and I was just like, you know what, I'm so passionate about this. I was like, it's time for me to, you know, move to Hollywood. You know, I want to work hard. And just my experiences alone have been very great, but there have been many struggles. Just like Dynasty Nicole has said, when you start out, of course, you're going to struggle, but that's part of the business. So, I mean, I still have my hard times, but I still try to defeat them at the same time, try to stay on top.
That's good. You always got to, I think, you know, stay positive, and eventually you will get to the top if you keep climbing. So my first question to you guys, if you could work with anybody in the industry, who would it be? We'll start with Cassandra.
Oh, goodness. Oh, God, that's such a great question.
And I'm a great host. That's what I do.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to work with... Angelina Jolie, the big stars. Angelina Jolie, I'm very inspired by her. She plays such a bad, you know, a badass on the movies, and I'm like inspired by that, you know. I think she's a great actress, and I actually look up to her very much.
Awesome. Okay. And Dynasty, you?
If I could work with anybody, I would have to say Tyra Banks. That has been one of my idols since I can remember. She kind of sort of had the same childhood as me, and if you look at her today, she went from a model to a businesswoman, and her companies, her self-image just continues to grow.
Oh, good answers. And if I could work with anybody, it would be my own creation of, like, Jimmy Kimmel mixed with a Ryan Seacrest, mixed with a Tony Robbins, mixed with an Oprah, mixed with a Ted Turner, and mixed with a Dynasty Nicole and a Cassandra. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But no, you know, we're really blessed to have you guys on the show. We have over 10 callers right now that are on the line. We will be grabbing you guys pretty soon. And we appreciate everything. We're going to be starting the questions and answers section of the show very soon here. But you know, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the contest, okay? About the contest provided by Bella Boo, and you can go to actually Bella Boo, BellaBoo Gloss, GLOSS.com, BellaBooGloss.com, that actually promotes teen self-esteem. Really, really awesome company. The owner's actually from Australia, and they have a really great benefit, concert, festival thing happening in Huntington Beach, California, tomorrow. I believe it starts at 12:30, red carpet's around 2:30. You can get more details if you go to that website. You can follow her at Bella Boo Babe. Say that five times fast. Bella Boo Babe, Bella Boo Babe, Bella Boo. No, I can't even do it. You need to check it out. It's a great, great, great cause. It's awesome. The makeup is amazing, and the makeup is all natural. There's no chemicals, I guess. That's pretty cool. So, and I believe we're going to be having a celebrity guest of theirs calling in and kind of talking about it and talking to you, you girls. But let's talk a little bit about the contest for the fans. All the people that are listening to the show right here with EZ on BGE Radio, powered by WTV, the Who's Hot show. Here's what we, you know, me and the owner talked a little bit. We kind of figured out some great brainstorming ideas here for a competition. So basically, you guys can tell us your message for positive self-esteem. You can tweet us, follow Dynasty Nicole, follow Cassie, Cassandra Ann, and follow myself, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Everybody's Twitter will actually be on WTVnetworks.com. You click on Who's Hot Radio and then click on Dynasty Nicole and then Cassandra, and all that information is there. So here's the contest, guys. Whoever tells us the most positive self-esteem message on Twitter and is following us and also following Bella Boo Babe, B-E-L-L-A-B-O-O-B-A-B-E, here's what we're going to be doing. The best answer wins a chance to be a VIP guest at the Sing for Self-Esteem Festival tomorrow. All the details are on that website I gave you guys, and if you want to know more info and you're not getting it on the show, you can always go to the WTVnetworks.com, and then you can go to the Who's Hot Radio, and you can post your comments on Dynasty Nicole and Cassandra's page. So basically, it's red carpet, step and repeat, you meet the celebrities, you sit in the VIP area, get some food, get pampered, get to hang out with hopefully Dynasty Nicole and Cassandra if they're going to be coming. And five runner-up prizes will win a Bella Boo Girl on-the-go kit, picture attached. And I believe that's makeup and some cool stuff, gift bags and stuff. And we're going to be having a guest call in pretty soon. And I don't know if this is it, but I'm going to go ahead and grab a call now. I think this might be the celebrity guest. I'm hoping. I'm going to cross my fingers. If it's not, still love to talk to fans. So let's see what we got here. 714-3098. You're on the line with EZ on BGE Radio, powered by WTV. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello, caller. This is 714-3, ending in 3098. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Antoinette, and I'm calling from Temecula, California.
Antoinette from Temecula, California. How are you? You're on the show with Cassandra Ann and Dynasty Nicole, and are you listening to the show? You enjoying it?
I absolutely love your show, and I think it's so inspiring that you're doing this. I think it's great for teens. I think it's great for models, and I'm just thinking that you're putting the best light on the business. So thank you for doing this, EZ.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Do you have any questions for for our guest today?
Yeah, I'd like to ask each of the contestants this question. If you are wanting to inspire young people your age, what kind of platform or what is it that you want to inspire them to be? What kind of positive message do you want to give?
Great question.
I would definitely say to stay yourself, be yourself. Don't just be you, don't try hard. And just keep pushing through. Persistence is key.
Yeah, I noticed with Cassandra, I've been following both of the girls on their site. She's very positive and outgoing, and I think she's a great inspiration to many. So I like that reply. What do you think, Dynasty?
I would actually have to tell girls my age to never let anything stop them from following their dreams, no matter how hard life may seem or how impossible it may seem. To just always go for it, get the education you need, and just be all that you can.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thank you, EZ, for letting me be part of the show.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, and you can follow us at facebook.com/WTV Networks for all the new fun shows coming up. Have an awesome day.
I like them both, but I have to say Cassandra's my favorite.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Cassandra and Dynasty Nicole are going to be doing some big things with this contest. So, hey, God bless. Thank you so much for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, guys, we have another caller. We have a caller. You know what? I'm so anxious to grab these calls. We're going to go ahead and grab them a little bit earlier because there's so many of them, and we want to try to get to as many fans as we can. We have a caller, 407-1205. If your number is 407, not going to say the whole number because we don't want the whole world to know your number, but the last digits are 1205. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Wanda, and I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Wanda from Orlando, Florida. How are you? Thank you for listening to the show.
I'm good, and you? Thank you for having me.
Bless. So you're on the line with...
What was that?
You're on the line with Cassandra Ann and Dynasty Nicole, good positive role models, good models that won the WTV Model of the Month contest. What questions do you have for our guests?
I would just like to ask Dynasty Nicole, how long has she been modeling, and is this her lifetime dream?
I've actually been modeling for Vareware for a little over a year and a half. This is the only company that I've been with so far and I plan to stay with for the rest of my modeling career. And, yes, modeling is something that I see me doing for as long as I can.
Okay. With your modeling career, where do you see yourself in 5 years or so?
In 5 years, I see myself with shoe lines, clotheslines, inspiring girls my age or girls younger, and just trying to help give back to the community.
And the cover of 17 magazine.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, caller, and you can.
Dynasty Nicole is my number one.
Definitely, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
We love the supporters of Dynasty Nicole and the show. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, guys, so we have another caller, and again, I apologize. I don't mean to cut anybody off, but I want to get everybody in. There's like 20 different callers, so we're trying to get everybody in that we can that wants to talk to Dynasty and Cassandra. We have a caller, 619. I think I might know who this one is. 619-2280. 619-2280. You're on the show with EZ, Dynasty, Nicole, and Cassandra. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing really good. My name is Dominic, and I'm calling from San Diego.
Hi, Dominic from San Diego. You're on the line with, I already said that, so you know how you're on the line. What question do you have?
Actually, I just want to say it's about 105 degrees right now where I'm at, and now I know the source of the heat. I mean, both girls, I just want to say congratulations to both ladies. You two did a wonderful job, and you both are very, very beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, the question I have a question, actually, one question for each lady. For Cassandra, actually, for those that don't know, Cassandra Ann and I have something in common. I am also a mentee of Tony Suddy's with Integrity Casting, and Cassandra is more advanced than I, but I just want to let her know congratulations because it is so wonderful and so inspiring to see a colleague become successful and to see her career take off. So, Cassandra, I just want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, Dominic.
You're very welcome. My question is, regarding obstacles, we spoke about inspiration earlier, and I love to create inspirational quotes and sayings. Now, for your story, Cassandra, I know success does not come easy. Could you briefly describe some of the obstacles that you had to overcome to reach this point in your career?
Oh, boy, absolutely. You know, when I first moved to California, it was about 4 or 5 months ago. I've been traveling in and out for the last year. And I've actually tried moving there for the last year. And just recently I was able to move back. And my struggles, you know, involved, I was actually living in my car for about 3 months, to be honest. And I fought every day, you know, trying to balance a job, to balance auditions, to, you know, finding a great agent, to basically everything you can think of, you know. It was hard, you know, but that's what built me to be stronger and to get thick skin, to come back 10 times harder and not ever give up, you know. And actually being homeless the way I was really, really built my character, and it made me appreciate, you know, everything now because I work harder. So that's actually one of my biggest struggles that I'm sharing right now.
Absolutely, and that is commendable. And you said it best, focus. You never lost focus, and then here you are living your dream.
Absolutely. That's exactly it.
Okay, now for Dynasty, now for the younger ladies who are listening right now and looking up to you, what advice would you give to young girls that would like to become a model?
My advice would first be to, of course, finish school, make sure that they always have something to fall back on in case if modeling just doesn't work in their favor. Now, however, if they do want to be a model, I encourage them to go out there, create Modern Mayhem, just put all their effort into modeling that they could, and knowledge is just always the power.
Wow, oh, that is great. That is great. Well, I don't want to manipulate too much time, and in fact, like I said, it's hot here, so I'm going to go ahead and sit in my bathtub filled with ice right now to cool down. But thank you very much for having me be part of this show. I really appreciate it.
Well, I heard the word casting director, so I'm giving you a lot of time. I love casting directors, and I think everybody else does. No, I'm kidding. Hey, thank you so much for calling in the Thank you so much.
Yeah, you said Kester. I just want to give a big, huge thank you to Tony Studdy. I mean, I'm living this. I'm part of it. And like I said, seeing you two ladies up there, realizing your dream, it just inspires me so much to continue on.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Well, thank you for listening to the show. I hope you keep listening, and you can follow us at WTV Networks on Facebook. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, guys, so we're going to take another caller. Caller 775. Where's 775? 775-7844. You're on the line with Cassandra and Dynasty Nicole with EZ. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. What's your name, and where's 775? Where are you calling from?
Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada. Woo, it must be hot out there.
You know, we have perfect weather. I have no complaints. no complaints. Plane was really cold here. So, hey, I just want to say congratulations to the ladies, and wow, they are an inspiration. I have to ask Cassandra. I have to ask her, what did she draw from to keep her strength up when she was living out of her car to pursue her dream?
Well, hi there. When I was living in my car for that amount of time, it was, you know, there was tears, there was stress, you know, but I just remembered. I was just like, okay, I am here in California. I'm here in Los Angeles, California. And I know that, you know, I may be living in my car for this amount of time, but every day that I got out and I was just going out and trying to find work, trying to do whatever I could to succeed. And surely enough, that happened. And it was just the first stepping stone to basically the transition from my car to getting into a home again. And from then on there, it just built me to really appreciate, you know, my success so far, you know.
Was there any particular place you drew your strength from, or did you lean on? My name's Christine, and I'm a huge fan of Tony Setti as well. I think she's a huge inspiration. How much did you lean on Tony during this time when, you know, it was kind of a rocky start there?
Right. Well, you know what? I really kept it quiet. This is the first time I'm actually talking about this, like, in front of everybody. But Tony...
That's okay. We won't tell anybody, Cassandra. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I want to be real. So when Tony figured, like when I told her about my situation... You know, she gave me great advice, and, you know, she helped me out, too. You know, she took me to the next step. And I remember sitting, actually, at a Ralph's parking lot in front of a cement wall, you know, and I thought for a minute I was going crazy, you know, but I envisioned, you know, what I really wanted to do, and everything that Tony has told me and how much she believed in me and my supporters and my family and friends. And I was just like, these are the people that are going to inspire me to go further. So I really leaned on my inspirations, my supporters, Tony Studdy, to push me through.
What's the next step for you?
My next step is, well, right now I am under management, so we're working on a feature film.
I'm going to be doing a huge national ad campaign that I cannot yet release. And, those are the next big steps for me. So it's just a process.
Well, congratulations, ladies, and thanks for sharing your story, Cassandra. Good luck.
Thank
I voted
you.
For you.
Thank you so much.
Right,
thank
bye
you for
bye.
Listening to the show. Have an awesome day.
Thank
and
you.
Cassandra, you forgot to mention that you're a WTV model now. I don't think you understand what that
means.
Okay, so we have a caller, 909-6784. Caller, 909-6784. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? It's David Ortiz.
David Ortiz, we gave you a shout-out earlier in the show, man. David Ortiz is the one that introduced us to Cassandra Ann. How you feeling, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I just wanted to call in and show some support to Cassandra. And I'm just happy that, you know, she made it Model of the Month and just seeing her grow, you know, little by little. And I'm just happy to just try to be working with her and to see where it takes us, you know.
Well, now you're meeting Dynasty Nicole as well, and she's also a very amazing model. And but just so you know, guys, David does a little booking and whatnot for celebrities and models, and he's in the midst of working with WTV on a booking level. So you need to definitely meet Dynasty and say hi to her. And we have time for one question for both the models.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I want to know your advice and opinion for younger women your age, like younger girls that want to pursue modeling. What is your advice to them?
Which girl is that directed to?
To both of them.
Both of them. Okay.
Okay. Well, this is Dynasty. As I had stated earlier, my advice would be, of course, finish school, get your education. As far as modeling, just give it all that you have. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're not a model, that you can't do something, because as long as that's what you want, you can get there.
Sounds good.
I would definitely have to agree with Dynasty Nicole there. Again, like, it's all about being persistent and never let anyone tear you down. You know, just keep going. Keep pushing through. Do what you got to do.
And, David, you know I got nothing but love for you, but this is why you actually listen to the show, so you know that those questions have already been asked.
Yeah, I'm just trying to prepare for some questions, but I'm all over the place right now. But I appreciate being part of the WTV, and I see where it's going, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. And let's take it to the next level. I'm all here. And for Cassandra,
hey,
same with you.
We appreciate you, man. You know, I'm just kidding around with you. But, hey, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we have another caller, 212-9105. Caller 212-9105. You're on the air. Caller 213. If you have an area code 212, that's you. And are you there? Hello. Last time, 212-9108. You there? All right, we have a caller, 714-3098. No, we already answered that one. I'm sorry. We have a caller, 707-4842. 707-4842. How are you? You're on the air with Easy, Cassandra, and Dynasty.
Hi, my name is Shelby Cerini, and I'm from Telescope, California. Hello, Cassandra. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can you do me
good
a favor,
thanks.
Caller? Can you turn down the feedback? I know you listen to the show. I can hear it in the background. Can you turn down your computer so we don't hear that while you're talking? It's kind of difficult to hear what your question is. It's okay. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to ask both the models, what are some red flags? I'm also with Integrity Casting, and I'm trying to become a model myself. I'm 18. And I need to know what red flags to look out for in this industry, and I was just wondering if they had any suggestions on how to deal with those red flags also.
We'll go ahead, and I'll pick one. Cassandra, go ahead and answer that question.
I would say pay attention to what they're saying. You know, if they're asking you to pay, fees for, you know, an extravagant amount of fees, you know, kind of like a Barbizon or,
you know, things like that. That to me is a red flag. I actually, when I first started out, I almost got adapted into that, and that would have been bad. But, you know, just make sure you're always asking questions, and just don't get sucked into any of the crap, or, you know, people like to talk a lot, and they don't really much do the walking. And I would just be very wary of what they're asking you, and I would say you have to ask the questions, because the more information that you find out, the more and more you'll understand what they're trying to get at the end of the day.
So, okay. Dennis, okay, same question?
Yeah.
Dennis and Nicole, same question to you? Hello, did we lose Dynasty? We might have lost Dynasty. Let me see if we lost Dynasty. I apologize, guys. But hey, great answer, Cassandra, and thank you, caller, so much for calling in. Where are you calling from again?
Calistoga, California.
And is it hot out there?
Yeah, it's getting up there. We're in the wine country.
I love wine countries. I'm just asking because. You know, we have two very hot and beautiful models on the show. So, you know,
oh, yeah.
Talk about hotness. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And you can follow us at WTV Networks on Facebook if you want to, you know, keep in touch and keep checking out all the different fun stuff that that we're doing. And if you're an aspiring model, we are having another model contest on September 15th. And to enter that, you go to submit@WTVNetworks.tv and just send your pictures and your bio and your videos, and we will definitely look at everything.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, guys, so I think we... Dynasty, are you there? Yeah, I think we might have lost Dynasty, so we're going to go ahead and give her a call, see if we can get her back in here. I don't know what happened. And, let's see here. And, hopefully we can turn, I think I figured out how to turn this off. Or we just, you know, leave her message machine on the whole show and then she'll hate us. All right, let's see here. See if we can get Dynasty back. Dynasty, hello. Try one more time.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 212-498-9108.
Hey, Dynasty. I guess we lost you, and you know, give me a text to tell me how you want me to try to get you back on the show here. Trying to get you back on. All right. Oh, you know what? I think you're calling it, and I think this is you. Dynasty, are you there?
Yes, I'm not sure what happened, but I do apologize.
Okay. Well, I called you, and I think it might still be on your voicemail here. Hold on. Okay, I think we got off, hopefully. I'm still learning the gizmo and the mechanism and the you know, the engineering side of this show, guys. So if we hear the voicemail pop in, we try to get you back on the show, just so you know. All right, so we got Dynasty and Cassie back. Do you remember the last question from one of the fans that called in? Did you want to answer that, or do you want to pick up another call?
Actually, I would like to answer it. I do agree with everything that Cassandra said, all the advice she gave about red flags, but I would also like to say models starting out, the number one red flag are photographers or agencies who tell you you have to pay for a photo shoot. You should never have to pay for anything.
Absolutely.
Good answer. And as far as any companies or names that we may have mentioned, I mean, everybody has their own price and their own ways of doing things, and we got nothing but love for every company. All right, so we have another caller, 330-4632. 330-4632. You're on the line with EZ, Cassandra, and Dynasty Nicole. Hello, caller? 330-4632? Last chance, 330 four, 4632. You there? Okay, we're going to take another caller. 912-5773. Caller 912-5773. You there?
Easy is James Napier, Sunshine Survivors Club, and I was just listening in, brother. Shout out and congratulations to the beautiful models, though, my friend.
Oh, hey, James, thanks so much for calling in, man. Hey, guys, we want to shout out James. James is a great supporter, listens to the show all the time, owns a wonderful charity. So you got time for one question to each model, James. This is the WTV model competition, and maybe you can tell them a little bit about what you do.
I'm going to be honest, brother. The only question I could possibly come up with is, did you ladies see that 13-year-old kid get presented the Cover Girl honorary yesterday on the Ellen DeGeneres show?
I actually did not.
Neither did I, but tell us about it.
One of our children with cancer, Talia Castelloni, her biggest dream was to be a honorary makeup person. Miss Christina Hager was going to be helping us. Eric kind of was going to be helping us. Got hung up with a few things, but we got through to the Ellen DeGeneres show. She brought the 13-year-old from Florida over for the week in L.A. They brought her on Ellen yesterday, or the 12th, and aired yesterday. She got to be presented with a Cover Girl honorary cover of the magazine where she's going to be on it, about $10,000 worth of makeup material, and then Cover Girl and Ellen DeGeneres presented the child with a $20,000 check.
Awesome. Wow. And that must have been really inspiring and really, do you have any pictures of that situation? Love to blog it.
Yeah, I got it. I'll shoot it to you in a inbox message, easy.
Definitely. And I actually work with one of the head production people for the Ellen DeGeneres show, so I'm going to talk to him and see what we can do.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2.
Hold on 1 second.
To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4.
Isn't this
working? To cancel, press star.
Star.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
This is part
to
of the
listen
show,
to your message,
planned,
press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Hey, James, thanks so much, man.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message,
press
2.
Press 1.
To re-record,
press
3. For more options, press 4.
I want
to cancel. To cancel, press star.
Pressing
star.
Cancel.
Sorry,
God.
Please try again later. Thank you
thank
for calling.
You.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, James. And hey, that's awesome. And we actually work with a couple charities that I'll be talking. I'll be talking to you about that. And you know, it's great what you guys do. And we will be talking about. Thanks for calling in, supporting. And, you know, keep your eye on Dynasty Nicole and Cassandra. They're going to be doing big things. They are the WTV Models of the Month for August. Have a great day, sir.
Thanks, easy.
Hey, guys. All right, so we're back. And remember, you're listening to BGE Radio powered by WTV. I'm your man, Easy. This is an inspirational show. We help celebrities interact with their fans. We help inspiring models through WTV networks. And this is a special show, actually, for two wonderful models that actually won the WTV Model of the Month contest for 2012, Cassandra Ann and Dynasty Nicole. You can follow them at Neva, N-E-V-A, underscore Settle, S-E-T-T-L-E. 225 on Twitter. They got great inspiring stories. And then also Cassandra, you can follow her at official Cassie, CassiJ on Twitter, and keep following the movements. If you guys have any questions, these are two inspiring models that can definitely help you. If you're looking to get into modeling in the industry, and just watch what happens with this contest. So, all right, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about this contest, and everybody that's listening, what is actually going to be happening. The address is 7777 Edinger Avenue, Huntington Beach, California. And 2:30 is the red carpet, and there's going to be a performance by some really great artists, a couple celebrities with Disney,
And actually, Monique Coleman from High School Musical is going to be hosting this festival. So anybody that has the most unique tweet that has an inspirational message that has to do with teen self-esteem, and you're following myself, Cassandra, Bella Boo Babe, B-O-O, Bella Boo Babe, on Twitter, or Dynasty Nicole, you have to be following all of us. We're going to be looking at your tweets, and if you have a unique tweet about teen self-esteem or maybe a situation that you've gone through or something like that, the one with the most unique tweet is actually going to win a chance to come hang out VIP, hang out with the celebrities, and get gift bags and fun stuff like that. We're going to be doing some great things, great contests every week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. So we're going to go back to a couple callers, make sure that we have Cassandra and Dynasty there. I know I talk a lot, and you guys are probably falling asleep. You there?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to go ahead and grab a caller. 951-7827. Caller 951-7827. You're on the show with EZ, Dynasty Nicole, and Cassandra. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, EZ?
I'm great. Is this... Wait a second. 951, is this...
This is Yvonne.
This is
Yvonne.
Yvonne, how are you? Great. I'm glad that you called
in. I'm glad I caught you guys. I wanted to... say hello and congratulations to the ladies. I did tweet them earlier today, and I personally wanted to say congratulations, and we're definitely excited to do something for you in the magazine. So congratulations, you guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, guys. Yvonne is actually the owner of Designer Original Magazine. You can check it out at thedesigneroriginal.com. And Designer Original Magazine is actually going to be featuring Dynasty Nicole and Cassandra in their magazine that is actually supported by Apple, Macintosh, Apple, on the internet. They're a pretty big digital magazine, and they're definitely going to be supporting this contest, and we really appreciate it.
Well, good. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to pop in and say hello, and I look forward to talking with you ladies and being inspired by your stories. I was listening to some of it earlier, and I just want you guys to stay positive, stay focused, and just know that good things are ahead. And really, we make our own choices and directions in life by the way we think. So when you think good things come. And, you know, it's not about where you started. It's all about where you finish. So kudos to you guys, and I'm proud of you, and I look forward to talking to you later. Thank you so much, Easy, for letting me pop in.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for popping in, Yvonne. Love the magazine.
Okay, great. You guys have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, so that was Yvonne with Designer Original Magazine, and you're listening to the special edition Who's Hot show with EZ on BGE Radio, powered by WTV, with two of our WTV models that won the Model of the Month contest, and we have Cassandra Ann and Dynasty Nicole on the line, and we're going to go ahead and keep grabbing a couple callers because we want to get everybody the chance to meet Dynasty Nicole and Cassandra Ann. I got to tell you guys, too, Dynasty has about 200,000-plus supporters on Twitter. Cassandra has a lot of supporters on Facebook. These guys have amazing, amazing support, and that's why we want to make sure we grab everybody, give them the chance to meet their, their inspiration. So we have a caller, 11111, so this is probably a Skype call. If you're calling on Skype, you're on the line with EZ, Dynasty Nicole, and Cassandra. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you with me?
I am with you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Listen. Just making sure. By the way, I'm not on a Skype call. This is Johnny V. You know me, Z. And God bless you. You know what's funny? How I found you? Because of beautiful women. Because of Dynasty. Because of Cassandra. I can see you guys right now. At least I envision you guys. And I look forward to meeting you guys. And maybe, I don't know, go bowling, grab a dinner, maybe a flick. Call me. Z, God bless you. You're everywhere. And, yes, I do it the friggin' easy way. If I did it the hard way, it would be very, very difficult. What's going on, Z?
I apologize, Johnny. The call came in private, so I have no idea who was calling. You guys, this is Johnny V from VH1 Scott Bayo's 45 and Single, currently on the Charlie Sheen show, Anger Management. And, man, this is actually a treat because Johnny is actually also an acting coach for inspiring young women, and I've watched him do many, many great things with women. So, hey, man, thanks for calling into the show and talk to the ladies. Tell them a little bit about yourself, and
well,
I believe they probably have some great questions for you.
First of all, I'm proud of you, man. Second of all, you just said you saw me do very amazing women. I think we better very clarify that, especially right now. Yes, I do amazing things with women, but still I'm single, so how good could it be? You know, but here's the thing. You know, I've been in the business for a long time. I started out in New York. My family owned a famous restaurant on the stage. The Tessin is a landmark, and it's known worldwide. I was in the acting business, performed in soap operas for many years, and then got into acting and features and Broadway and off-Broadway and very off-Broadway. And then over the last few years, I got into the reality programming and produced and was really really wonderful on the show on VH1. My friends. Is my friend for years, so we had a show called Scorpio 45 Single, and then 45 Pregnant, and then God knows what. And we were number one on VH1 for several years, and now it looks like Mr. Sheen is going to figure out my brain and on to bigger and better. So, but you know, I know Z for quite a while now, and you know, I'm always proud of you. Proud of your being committed to what you're entertainment and doing amazing
Johnny,
things.
Johnny, really quick, Johnny, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to stand on your head or do something crazy because you're cutting in and out and you have a bad Zeg signal. So do some weird moves, bob and weave, just like Sam did yesterday, and make it so we can hear what you're saying. You know, I don't know what carry you have. I'm not going to put them on blast, but can't hear you. Keep cutting out.
I have Sprint, and I'm on a mountain right now, looking for the answer. the high holiday. It's the new year, so happy new year to all. So I thought I'd climb a mountain today and figure out, well, maybe I could find the answer. Someone would kind of reach down and go, John, I got it, baby. This is the answer. But no, in fact, what I did instead is made a reservation for Las Vegas, and I thought, hey, you know, I'm not bad at blackjack. That's the route I'm going to go. But you know what? Can you hear me clearly now? How am I doing?
Now we can hear you. Yeah, now we can hear you. Well, What question do you have for the girls, Johnny?
Here's the thing, ladies. You know, we're all inspired. We're in this business as models, as entertainers, as dancers, as singers, and we're inspired by these people every day. You guys are models. You know, you're getting involved in this great part of the entertainment business. Eric contributes like crazy. Eric, I always follow all that you do. And you know, thank God, because, you know, I hope to get my next girlfriend with your... What I do like to do is work with actors, and I've been doing that for years, and I inspire them. They inspire me. And what I do when someone comes under my watch and I work and coach and they join me in that effort, I also include my contact and my resources there. And I love doing it. You know, reach me. No matter where you're at, whether you're starting or you're successful, you have been successful, I'm definitely a stop you should make because I help and I open doors. No matter where you are, you always need a little help. Doesn't matter. There was a young lady I worked with for years, Faith Ford. You guys know her from Murphy Brown and then Hope and Faith with Kelly Ripper. She was an actress I worked with in the beginnings, and she became a huge star. There have been many others since then. But so you check me out. Z will tell you how to get hold of me. My email is AskJohnnyV. Yes, ask me. AskJohnnyV@gmail.com. But I want to ask you girls, what's next? How can you inspire Johnny V today?
Girls, are there?
Oh, they're
there.
I love it. I love that it was complete silence. You know, when there's complete silence, it's almost like shock therapy.
Well, let's start like this. Let's say that question was directed toward Dynasty Nicole. So what was the question again, Johnny?
Dynasty, how are you inspiring people around you? You know, what's going on in your career?
I actually have two shows coming out that I will be the that I will be the host on. I also have something called Vera Cares that I'm involved in, and it's where we go and we help out families or just individuals who cannot fend for themselves anymore, basically, and we help them put them back on their feet and start over fresh.
Wonderful. There you go. You see, you know, that is hugely inspiring. That's wonderful that you do that. And this, you are, who was I just talking to? Right?
Yes.
That was Dynasty Nicole, my man.
And Dynasty Nicole, what's the name of that charity, the cause, what you do? What is the name of that again?
It's called Vera Cares.
Very nice. I wish you great success. And you know,
Same question to Cassandra. What's your answer?
Same cassette. Yeah.
Well, I get, you know, a lot of people my age and younger, I just actually was just at Integrity Casting not too long ago, and I was teaching young girls about self-esteem, and I was teaching improv, and I'm just reaching out to the community and letting them know that I am here for them, and I want to be able to be the type to help them with their career and just continue to teach on and do my best to inspire others to reach their goals.
Well, you know, Cassandra, that...
Yes.
Rob, I think we lost him. Hello? Johnny? Yeah, he had bad signal. I was just waiting for that to happen. Okay, so hey guys, we are on the line with Cassandra Ann and Dynasty Nicole. I'm your man EZ for the Who's Hot show on BGE Radio, WTVNetworks.com. We're doing our thing with celebrities and inspiring artists and actors. And this is a special, special show. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen with the girls, okay? If you're a winner of the WTV Model of the Month contest, this is basically what they're going to be winning. I have a column on Washington Times, which gets featured on the homepage of Washington Times, and that is actually going to be featured. This show is going to be featured, and an article is going to be put down. They're going to be in Designer Original Magazine, I believe a centerfold, and also a magazine called Rock Viz Magazine. You can look it up, THIZ, Rock Viz Magazine. So a couple of good things, and who knows? Who knows where it's going to go? We're going to be talking behind the scenes with their people, seeing how we can get them to do it the easy way, have some fun on WTV. We have another caller, 330-4632. We have a caller, 330-4632. Are you there? Hello, caller, 330-4632. Okay. All right, so... Guys, we're going to go ahead and have some fun here. I was browsing through, and I was seeing what relates to, you know, teen girls and what would be some fun stuff. And I came across 17 Magazine, and 17 Magazine has some really unique stories of teen girls and their situations. So I'm going to read a couple, and then we're going to ask Cassandra and Dynasty Nicole of one of their most embarrassing situations that they've gone through, maybe being on stage or being on set or something like that. So I'm going to read a couple of these particular episodes here. We got one girl that says, "I got my period in the middle of gym class." Wow. Then we have I grabbed a guy. No, we're not going to say that. Well, we have the biggest silent breaker. I farted out loud in church. Ouch. That would suck. I punched a guy in the face and he was really hot. Hey, so girls, really quick, tell us an episode that might have happened to you that was a little embarrassing but yet funny. Dynasty Nicole, first question to you.
The most embarrassing moment I can remember so far in my career is one day I thought I was practicing all by myself how to walk a runway, and this is when I first started out, and I actually fell. I had no idea that anyone was watching, and when I turned around, there was a whole crowd of people just laughing and, like, looking at me like, who is this girl and what is she trying to do? It was just so embarrassing.
Ouch. Cassandra, same question to you.
Well, it was a really nice, beautiful day outside, and I was actually in Reno, Nevada, and I decided to, you know, try and get a suntan before I did my photo shoot. And I accidentally fell asleep for over an hour, and I woke up
and I felt this really bad burning sensation. And I went into the house, and I looked at myself, and I was completely a different color on the front side, and then I was completely white on the other side. So I had to literally walk into my photo shoot and said, I'm sorry, I fell asleep out in the sun, so it was very embarrassing. It was funny, too. You know, I look at that moment, and I just laugh at it till this day. So now I know.
Ooh. That's,
yeah.
You get a round of applause for that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, you're listening to BG Radio, powered by WTV. I'm your man, EZ, and next week we have Angelique Bates coming on, so make sure you tune in, WTVNetworks.com. Look for Angelique Bates, and, you know, thank you so much for listening to the show. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, girls, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Like I said, it's an honor.
Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. By the spot, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way.